How many of you believe that nutrition can have an amazing effect on mood, memory, learning, behavior? Is it possible to become addicted to foods? Do you think that the changes in the brain are real when these addictions occur? What I want to show you right now is what is called a psychopharmacologic dose of a macronutrient. Now let's take that word apart and see what it really means. A psychopharmacologic dose of a macronutrient is not a mint. Okay? What does pharmacology refer to? Drugs. What does psyche refer to? The brain. What is a macronutrient? What are the three major macronutrients, or the three macronutrients that we need for optimal nutrition? Protein, fats, very good, and carbohydrates. So what this term means in a practical sense is a mind or brain-altering drug dose of a nutrient. That's what we want to take a look at right now. Now, this is a big gulp. Have you seen these 64-ounce things in the gas stations and stores? I've seen the kids buy these. They love to buy them in the summertime because for $4 you can buy your cup and then fill it up for $1 after that throughout the rest of the summer. And I've seen the kids go in and fill these canisters and drink. This is a half gallon. They drink and then fill a little more because they want to be sure and get their money's worth. They're in this cup, there are 135 grams of fructose. 135 grams. Do you know how many peaches you would have to eat in one sitting to get that much fructose in a sitting? You'd have to eat 33 peaches. 33 peaches. Now, if I actually have, I do this when I have time, but I will bring 33 peaches, and it's a huge bowl of peaches. And I don't think anybody in here could eat that many in one sitting, even if it was cooked up in a pie. I need a volunteer to help me. Who will come up and help me? I need somebody. All right, come on up. And what is your name?
Ruth.
All right, nice to meet you, Ruth. Now, what I am showing you now are all elements of the Lifestyle Matters programs. When you do a program in your church, this is one of the things that you would be doing. All of our PowerPoints are scripted, and they're even available on DVD, so you can just do a plug and play. But the lifestyle features truly are probably the most fun part of any evening seminar, and you'll see why, I guess, in a minute. It may not be too much fun for you, Ruth. Did you know that you have to sing? No, I'm just kidding. Kidding.
What do you want me to say?
I want you to, well, it's okay. We'll do this instead.
Oh, okay.
All right, let's look at this bottle. And do you recognize this bottle? What is it? It's a Mountain Dew. Do you know what my husband calls it? Mountain Don't. And you'll see why in a moment. Okay, Ruth, how many grams of sugars do we see here?
31.
31 grams. Now, that does not mean a lot to a lot of people, and so we want to see what that actually means. In 1 teaspoon of sugar, there are 4 grams. So let's make this 32 to make the math easy. What is 4 into 32?
8.
So how many teaspoons do we have? All right, Ruth, let's just see what that looks like. I'll hold the jar and you do the spooning.
I'm doing 8.
It doesn't have to be perfect either. 1, 2, count with me, everybody. 3, 4, 5, 6. 7 and 8. That's quite a bit. I mean, if your kid had a bowl of oatmeal and put a teaspoon of sugar on it, what would you say? Well, now that, for real, guys, you'd say, you wouldn't say anything, for real. And that would be all right for most people. 2 teaspoons, a typical mom would say, that's enough. But 8? But we're really not through with this, Ruth, with our little experiment, because how many servings are in this bottle?
Four.
Okay. They did not tell you that you're supposed to share this with 3 people. So we have 3 more servings of 8 teaspoons, which is 24. All right. Let's And do people drink this in one sitting?
Yes.
Sure. What are we counting?
Two.
Two. Three. Four. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Nine. Ten. 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24.
So now we're
going to
make a cake.
This is one bottle of Mountain Dew. And I worked with a lady in California that was drinking 10 of these a day. 10. Now, most people don't just want to drink. And I really made a mistake today. Usually, even though people drink the big one more often than the little one, I usually use the little one, and you'll see why in a minute. But people love to do combinations like this, don't they? I see it at the airport often. People are tired and fatigued. It's one thing to be tired. You can take a nap. It's another thing to be tense. You can go for a run. But if you're tired and tense, then you're liable to pop off at somebody or you want a stimulant. And that's what people go for. So they might grab a candy bar like this. And Ruth, how many grams of sugars do we have? Here we go.
21.
21. So let's throttle it down to 20. 4 into 20 is?
5.
What's the next question? How many servings there, Ruth?
3.
Okay. Let me show you what a serving is. This is a serving. And how many teaspoons per serving?
5.
But how many if you eat the whole bar?
15.
Okay, so let's see what our snack looks like. Here. Oh, no. Who is holding what? Here.
Know.
Here you go.
I guess
okay.
I got it right now.
1. 2. 3. 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, it's kind of suspenseful, isn't it? 11, 12, 13, 14, and
15.
Look at that, friends. That is a snack. And does this happen more than once a day for many people? Absolutely. Ruth, I want to thank you very much for helping me, and I'm going to give you a set of Balanced magazines someday. There it is. Okay, there.
Thank
there
you.
It is, right there. All right. Now, that's not all. Did you know that the single largest source of added sugar in the American diet today is soda pop. It is soda pop. One soda pop a day increases the risk of diabetes by 80%. By 80%. So that is something to... Pardon me? Oh, regardless of weight. This is 800 calories, 50 teaspoons of sugar, by the way. But people will combine this with another big brain-altering dose of fat. And the wrong kinds of fats. Remember, FAT is not spelled BAD. It's a good thing. But we want the right kinds of fats. And the saturated, hardened animal fats that we find in the red meats, chicken skin, hard cheeses, eggs, whole milk, trans fatty acids, these are the kinds of fats that create stiffness in the cells of the body and the brain. And there is a linear relationship between clinical depression and arachidonic acid content of cells. The cells are made up of fatty acids. And your dietary fat creates the matrix of what your cells are and how flexible, how fluid, how conductive, and how electric they are, how permeable they are. And so dietary fat has a dramatic relationship in this regard. I'd like to show you what a cheeseburger and fries looks like. Now, when we talk about fat calculating, it's a little bit different than sugar. 5 grams of fat is in a teaspoon, 15 grams in a tablespoon. In a typical French fry cheeseburger meal, we're going to be consuming about 60 grams of fat. I'd like to show you what that looks like. This would be how much?
15.
Next is how much? 30. Next is 45. And then we add one more, and that is 60. This is 60 grams of fat right here in lunch. And if you have this candy bar and soda with your lunch, there's 15 grams of fat in the candy bar. You'd have to add another glob of fat. That's the amount of fat that you find in an 8-ounce steak about the size of a deck of cards. And people will have two of these plus a potato with sour cream and butter and a salad with Roquefort dressing. It's the same amount of fat you're going to find in 6 handfuls of Fritos. It's the same amount of fat you're going to find in 4 slices of cheese pizza, 60 grams. Do you think this might affect how well you can think? And maybe it might have an influence on how well you can stay awake in the afternoon? What is the problem with this type of food? What is it missing? It's missing what I call your fabulous forgotten friend,
fiber.
Dietary fiber. I was doing one of these meetings in the South, and I asked what dietary fiber was, and one of the farmers raised his hand, and he said, sawdust. I said, it is not sawdust. I am so offended. There are many kinds of dietary fiber, and the great news is, remember this morning we were talking about how it's all about muscle and retaining muscle mass, and as we age, we lose about 3 pounds of muscle just in the aging process. The good news is that a lot of that muscle mass loss has to do with the very slightly acidotic state that we get into from eating these kinds of foods. And when we switch to a plant-based diet with lots of leafy greens and vegetables and fruits and grains and beans, you actually retain 3.6 of the 4.4 pounds. Isn't that great news? That means you're going to have better insulin regulation, you're going to have better balance, you're going to have more muscle strength throughout your lifespan. How many grams of fiber? Dietary fiber is not digestible. What are the 2 major categories of fiber? 2 major categories, classification. Very good. Soluble and insoluble. And people get a little confused about the terminology of soluble. They think of it as digestible. Soluble fiber is not digestible. It just refers to the water-holding capacity of the grain. Soluble fibers are especially beneficial for lowering blood cholesterol, for binding bile acids, for satiety, because soluble fiber actually slows the movement of the food through the GI tract, which is a great thing. And when it sits longer in the duodenum, where the nutrient absorption takes place, we're enhancing nutrient absorption, we're binding those cholesterol-laden bile acids, so lowering cholesterol, slowing down blood sugar into the system, which lowers insulin levels, and all of this has an amazing array of benefits. Where do we find the soluble fibers? The number one star fiber food, soluble fiber food, is beans. 1 cup of cooked beans is 15 grams of fiber. 2 cups of oats, 8 grams of fiber. 1 little handful, 1/2 cup of strawberries or any kind of berries, 5 grams of fiber. An orange is 3 grams of fiber. Vegetables are 5 to 10 grams of fiber. depending on whether it's raw or cooked, the serving size. And so having a high fiber diet is very, very important, and especially the soluble fibers. If you are obese, have metabolic syndrome, insulin problems, diabetes, the soluble fibers are particularly important. Flax is a very important source of soluble fiber. Nuts are a great source of highly solubilized fiber, which means that you're increasing, you're maximizing nutrient absorption. So you're getting some great minerals when you eat those nuts. Just one handful of nuts every day cuts your risk of a heart attack by 50%. How do you like that? And barley is a great source of soluble fiber. Now, your insoluble fibers have a different action altogether. They actually speed food through the GI tract, lower colonic pH, and they actually ferment. The bacteria in the gut ferment those fibers and create different acids which are protective and serve as nutrients for the cells of the GI tract. So they are anti-inflammatory, anti-proliferative, which means they fight cancer, antiviral, and anti-parasitic. So the amazing array of benefits of these fibers, of these fiber foods, are beyond computation. They lower the risk for more than 30 different chronic diseases, and they bring satiety. They also regulate hormones of appetite control. When we eat these kinds of foods, then the appetite control mechanisms are dysregulated. Three of them are very important that the I am satisfied signal depends on. One is insulin, one is leptin, and one is ghrelin. And those are long-term appetite control mechanisms. And so in the absence of dietary fiber, we don't have appetite control. Now, the other important thing about dietary fiber is that it is a delivery system for a cache of nutrients and other plant compounds that will maximize absorption, utilization, and retention of nutrients. There's no pill or supplement that can do that because you're getting your nutrients in the right ratios. So we want you to remember the four good first and primary principles of nutrition. Number one is fill up on fiber. The average American is only getting about 8 grams a day. We want to get 30 to 50 grams a day of fiber. It is very easy to do. You just have to swap out the Pop-Tarts for oatmeal and whole grain toast, fruit, nut. There are three components of a healthy breakfast, and that's point number two. You want to have a healthy breakfast every morning. Three components of a healthy breakfast: a whole grain, some fruit, and some nuts. And then number three, go for a rainbow of colors and drink water in daily. Ditch the drinks. Ditch the coffee. Ditch the soda pop. Juice should be a rare treat and in little amounts, and then you'll be on the highway to health. The highway to health. Now, when you're choosing cereals and breads, you want to make sure that if you have a cereal, you have at least 3 to 5 grams of fiber per serving or more. When you're choosing breads, you want to make sure that you have at least 2 grams of dietary fiber or more. There are bagels that you can get that have 8 grams of fiber. Would that be a good choice? Now, with our cereals, I'm going to hand some of these out. These are Pop-Tarts. They're not exactly a cereal. But I want you to look at the fiber content per serving and tell me if this would be a winner or a loser when it comes to fiber. I'm going to stay kind of up at the front here. Do we have some more takers here that would look at one of these? Would you look at one for me? Do you want to look at one? No? You want one? Okay. Look at the dietary fiber recommendations. How much dietary fiber is in a serving? Remember, do you want one? Here, I'll give you two since you're so eager. That's wonderful. Okay. There you go. Find the dietary fiber content and hold up your cereal box when you found it. How many grams do we want per serving? At least 3 to 5 or more. Now, our Quaker oatmeal.
This is a good one. It has 3 grams of fiber.
3 grams of fiber in the oatmeal. Now, when it comes to oatmeal or any other grain, there's good, better, and best. Remember, solubility refers to the water-holding capacity. So when you have an instant oat, it's been more milled. It's lost some of those branches to be able to hold the water, so it's going to act more like a refined sugar. That's not to say you should never have an instant oatmeal. I think oatmeal is a great choice. But what would be a better choice? Rolled oats. And what would be even a better choice? oat groats, the steel-cut oats. That's right. So this is a great choice for a cereal. All right, who else has one? You have Goline.
10 grams.
10 grams. Is this a winner? This is a... That's okay. It's a 10-gram. It's mostly a wheat cereal.
Yep.
And you've got Rice Krispies?
Zero.
How do they do it? How do they put nothing in a box? How do they do it? Pop-Tarts?
1 gram.
1 gram.
Better than Rice Krispies?
Better than Rice Krispies. Well. Okay, you have to stay after class. Okay, now the very sincere person going on a diet is going to get some Special K. And Special K is a wimpy cereal. It only has 1 gram of fiber per serving. Would this help you?
No.
To maintain your appetite control? No. 4 grams of fiber. That'd be a good one. Great grain. Who else has one? Corn flakes. Everybody's favorite. 1 gram. If you have to have corn flakes, just sprinkle a few on your oats. 8 grams. This is multi-brand, multi-brand checks. 6 grams of fiber per serving. Would that be a good one? And most of us have a couple of servings because a serving may only be a half a cup or two-thirds of a cup. What do you have?
3 grams.
That slips in the grape nuts flakes, rice checks.
Zero.
It's another empty box. For $4, you get an empty box. 10 grams. All brand is for the heroes of the fiber movement. Anybody? And this is honey oat, 2 grams, so it doesn't make it. Now, you also have I gave you my favorite cereal on this earth, and it's Uncle Sam's. Has anybody ever bought Uncle Sam's cereal? It is a whopping 10 grams of fiber per serving. It is fabulous stuff. Are there any other boxes anywhere? I never travel without my boxes. Yes? How many grams?
5 grams
for the shredded wheat. That's a great choice. Now, this is an interesting box. This is fruit harvest. See how healthy the cover looks? You better look on the back. It's only got 1 gram of fiber. So we want to go for a rainbow of color. The best way to make a meal is you center your meal around a whole grain, such as brown rice or a pasta or beans, or a potato, and then you work your meal around that. And make sure you get plenty of fresh fruits and vegetables. 50 grams a day is the goal. The Living Free materials, you can go on the back of your magazine, go to lifestylematters.com, and you'll see the books that we have available that have all of this information, including recipes and references. Are there any questions as we close today? Yes, ma'am.
In regards to the fiber, like 3 to 6 and so forth.
Yeah, just grams of fiber, period. When you're going for something that's a packaged item, just look at the fiber content. If you're specifically dealing with diabetes or obesity, make sure to include a lot of beans in your diet and the other soluble fiber types that I mentioned. And so you just go for the fiber. That's step number one. That's step number one. Go for the fiber. I want you to go out of this building with one word in your head. What's it going to be today? Fiber. That's right. Anyone else have a question?
Hi, thanks for being here. I'm curious, last night you said you'd been anorexic for years when you were younger.
Bulimic.
Bulimic. I'm curious to know, do you think that's a disease, and are you cured? And all these years later, do you ever have any of those thoughts?
Is bulimia a disease? I call these kinds of things disorders. I call them disorders because there's a lot of argument as to what's a disease and what isn't, and they call alcoholism a disease, et cetera, et cetera. I call them disorders. Obesity is a disorder, and there are changes that occur when you've been through this. What causes it? There are a lot of things. There are familial traits. There are cultural and environmental things that are involved. Starvation diets create just excessive hunger, and so the dieting swing, it causes all of that. I've been healed from the throwing up and the bulimia since I was 31 years old, but do I have to think about making the right choices, and do I have the body image things that still go on, yes, I still struggle with that, absolutely. It will probably always be something that is in the background, but that's the good news about growing in grace. It's in the background. You keep it in the background. And so I have to be careful. I have to talk to myself every day about the choices that I'm going to make. But here's the goal. We want you to crave the good stuff. And I'm at a place in my life where I crave the good stuff. I enjoy something sweet, but it has to be a little bit. I don't bring great big devil's food cakes into my house. I just wouldn't be able to handle it. So that's the way I do. I create an environment that is protective of my weaknesses. And so does that answer your question? Okay. Anyone else? I doubt it. You've caught everything else.
No.
You want a book.
No. I just need a little more information on the sources of soluble fiber.
And insoluble.
And insoluble.
Sorry, I wasn't clear on that. And I apologize. Soluble fiber. Beans, oatmeal, barley, flax, nuts, berries are full of pectins. Pectin is a soluble fiber. So there are all kinds of different subcategories of soluble fibers. So you've got your great berries and your nuts and your flax. Walnuts are a great source. And then your insoluble fibers are your green vegetables and other fruits and whole grains, brown rice, pasta.
Are canola and millet, you haven't mentioned them, are they?
Oh, you mean quinoa.
How
would
you say it?
Quinoa. Quinoa and millet would be on the insoluble side of things, but they're fabulous. Just enjoy all of these great foods and the healthy fats. What are the healthy fats? You know what they are. Avocados, olives, walnuts, 1,200 milligrams in a little handful of 1,200 milligrams of omega-3 fatty acids in those walnuts. So enjoy walnuts every day. Olive oil, canola and soy oil are a good source of omega-3 fatty acids. Some of the non-hydrogenated spreads have omega-3 fatty acids in them, so use them sparingly, but they are a nice source. I probably left something out. Did I say olives?
Two of us have asked about coconut oil. I've heard recently that it's not as horrible as they claimed it was.
Well, you have to remember that plant-saturated fats are different than animal-saturated fats. Animal-saturated fats bypass metabolic controls. Plant-saturated fats do not. Having some coconut oil is fine, but I talk with the island people that make all their beans with the coconut milk and the... They make these amazing beans, but boy, they will really round you out fast. So we have to be very careful about how we use these things and how active we are. And so remember, a fat calorie is about twice as fattening as a carb calorie, so we need to be judicious, but not too sparing. We can enjoy those fatty acids. Putting that olive oil on the salad, a little drizzle on the vegetables, is great. A little bit of lemon on your greens is going to enhance iron absorption. It's a really nice effect. And having yeasted bread increases zinc absorption. So all these great things for vegetarians. If you're a vegetarian or vegan, you need to make sure you have a source of B12. Half of black teenagers are vitamin D deficient. If you live in the north, you need to pay attention to vitamin D. Vitamin D is important. We should be getting about 1,000 international units a day if you're not out in the sun a lot. Soy products, I'm in love with soy. I go to soy symposiums. I've talked to soy scientists. A soy scientist wrote the foreword on our Foods for Thought book, and she's done some marvelous laboratory work showing that soy tends to turn off Alzheimer's genes, that animal protein tends to turn it on. So there's a good argument in heart, bone health, hormones. Soy is really neat because it tends to be, in women that have high estrogen, it is anti-estrogenic because it attaches to those sites. And in women that have low estrogen, it's estrogenic. So it's helpful at both ends of the spectrum. And let's remember something, that plant foods have thousands of phytoestrogens, thousands of them. It's not just soy. The milk people pick on soy because it's a competitor. So remember that. I've had soy scientists tell me they've had to lie to get casein, which is an animal protein, for their experiments because soy stacks up so well against it. Okay? I probably answered the questions way too long, but it's exactly what I tell my husband not to do. Yes?
Uh-huh.
Did I do that? I don't know. Well, here's what we... If somebody is 300 pounds, I would much rather them have a strawberry after a meal or some dates. Ellen White was a wonderful, sweet country girl, and when she said she said with some sensitive stomachs, mixing the fruits and vegetables is a problem. It causes indigestion. And if you have a huge green bean salad and then a huge piece of apple pie, it's going to create some chemical warfare. But if you're trying to cut your sweet tooth and instead of having fudge, you're having a strawberry or two after a meal and you're going for a walk, it is not likely that that's going to cause a problem. However, people come in with all kinds of technical things, and they'll say, well, a fruit is a ripened ovary of a seed, of a blossom, and they get into all these technical things, and now they won't eat cucumbers on their salad and, you know, stuff like that. And that's not what she meant. So we have to be practical. And listen to your stomach. If you're burping, don't do it again. Yeah. Anyone else? Yes, sir. You're my star pupil today. You jumped up and wanted to help. I beg your pardon? How is an avocado pear? How are they? I love them. Do you have any? Oh, what is it? It's good. I know that we need to close because we have a wonderful AY program coming up. And I want to thank you for your kind attention today. God bless every one of you. And we'll see you next time. Oh, well, wait a minute. My husband is going to have our closing thought and prayer.
Do you have one question?
Yes. Go to our website, lifestylematters.com, for information on how you can run your own seminar and what our materials are. This young man has a little... that's a question for a quiz question for me, isn't it? The three cereals that had 10 grams are Uncle Sam's, All Bran. What's the other one?
Yes, you.
Goline. Goline is the third one. The three wimpy cereals are Rice Krispies,
Special K,
and Corn Flakes. And you get to teach the class next time.
To wrap this up, let's put a practical face on this. What we've heard today is that anybody can do this. It doesn't matter how smart you are, it doesn't matter how rich you are, it doesn't matter how poor you are. We all have brains, we all have a will. But we have to understand how to engage those wills. Let me give you a real brief story of what happened to me. We'll close this off this way. I was telling the doctors last night that we're staying with, for years I was in medical sales. I was making as much money as some of the doctors I was calling on. So I didn't need to steal anything, but I stole stuff. I was a kleptomaniac. I couldn't go into a store without stealing something. Friends, sin doesn't make sense. If it could be explained, it wouldn't be sin. Sin does not make sense. So I would sit in my car and I'd say, if you steal something today, you're going to lose your family, you're going to lose your job, you're going to lose everything you have, you're going to go to jail. Don't steal anything. I'd walk inside, what would I do? I'd steal a candy bar. I'd have $300 in my wallet, steal a candy bar. Doesn't make sense. When we heard the message of what God wanted to do in our lives, when we heard the message of how God wanted to control our wills if we would give them to Him, suddenly I realized that if we ask God, He would put a hatred in our hearts for sin. I've been an Adventist for 31 years and never heard that. And that night I got down on my knees and said, Lord, I want you to put a hatred in my heart for shoplifting. Could you do that? The Lord said, you got it. Did the Lord give it to me that night? Yes, He promised He would. The next morning, I walked into a store. Now, the law in neurophysics is the brain circuits that fire together, wire together. The circuits that fire apart, wire apart. That's called plasticity. Okay, now the circuits in my brain were wired that the store was my stimulus. The reaction was to steal something. So I walked into the store, and the devil said, you can get anything out of this place. And believe me, I knew what stores I could steal from. I was a master at it. And it's like the devil was sitting on this shoulder, the Lord sitting on this shoulder. The devil said, you can steal that. And the Lord said, Dane, do you still want hatred for sin? Now, here's where many of us fall short. When we ask God for hatred, He gives it to us. But we have to exercise it every day. Lord said, do you still want it, Dane? I said, yes, Lord, I still. But Lord, my hands are experts at sinning. What do I do? Lord said, put them in your pocket. I said, why didn't I ever think of this? And as I was walking through the store that day, I kept my hands in my pockets. And I kept saying, Lord, keep my hands in my pockets. Lord, I want that hatred in my... What am I doing? I'm rewiring my brain. I'm rewiring my brain. I walked out of that store, and for the first time in 10 years, sister, I didn't steal anything. Is that righteousness by faith? Absolutely. For the next 3 months, every time I went into a store, I stood outside and said, Lord, I still want hatred in my heart for sin. Would you help me keep my hands in my pockets? The Lord said, you got it, son. I don't have to do that anymore because I rewired my brain. If you're fighting with a food addiction or a TV addiction or whatever it is, you need to ask God, God, what's my replacement activity? What do I do that when I'm tempted to do that, I can automatically claim your power to do the opposite? The neurons that fire together, wire together. Formulate your plan of attack. Ask God to show you what He wants you to do. If God can help me, He can help anybody. Let's have prayer together. Dear Jesus, we thank You today for the mighty God that You are. Lord, we thank You that You have promised that no one is so encapsulated in sin that they cannot be set free. Thank You, Jesus, for these marvelous brains You have given and for the wonderful information You gave to our church through Your prophet. We thank You, Lord, how science is just catching up to what she knew and told us all along. Lord, help us today to have a new desire, a new determination with the information that You have given us to allow You, as we cooperate with You, to rewire our brains, to give us the Bible tells us, let this mind be in You, which was in Christ Jesus. Lord, help us to feel Your power, help us to feel Your grace, but Lord, most of all, help us to feel Your love for us. And Lord, for those of us in the church who are constant complainers, who are gossipers, who are always finding fault, always wishing for something better, help us to see what a sin that is. To at this day determine that we will be a part of the solution, not a part of the problem. That we will change our thinking to be like Jesus, who according to Romans 4:17 calls those things that are not as though they are. Thank You, Lord, for Your power. Thank You for the challenge You've given us today. We thank You and we praise You in Jesus' name. Amen.
You have been listening to another special American Christian Ministries presentation. This is a digital recording for optimum sound quality. International copyright 2010. All rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.americanchristianministry.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There's no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with the speakers and volunteer workers to encourage them. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He is coming soon.